today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Scott, where are you?
I'm stuck in traffic.
Lame. Hello, everyone. This is Mike Wagner. And if you listened yesterday, you will know I am joined by the lovely and talented Mr. Scott Parks.
Hey, how's it going, Mike? I don't know about lovely or talented, so...
Please now. So yesterday we talked about Sly and the Family Stone, and this week we're just talking about bands who really haven't been on the pod that much, and I thought you might be interested in. And Scott has agreed to kind of join at the last minute, so he's just hanging out with me, so you just don't hear my dumb voice. And we're just going to play some tunes from a band called Traffic. And unlike Sly yesterday, I think you know very little about Traffic. Is that right?
I know, again, the hits. They would play some songs from Traffic on classic rock radio back in the day. I do own one of their albums. I can't remember which one it is. It's John Barleycorn Must Die. Own that one on vinyl. I know I've listened to that at least once. But other than that and the radio hits, I know very little. I obviously know Steve Winwood from his later stuff, you know, in the 80s.
Right.
But I've barely listened to any Traffic other than John Barleycorn Must Die. And I probably only listened to that again maybe once or twice.
I mean, that's generally regarded as the high watermark for Traffic album. So well done there. Just to give everybody a quick overview of Traffic, Steve Winwood, as Scott mentioned, is sort of the main driving force in Traffic. And I mean, I'm sure all of us heard his stuff from the 80s. Some of it was really great, and some of it was, for Traffic fans, was less than appealing. But his voice was always, I could listen to him sing The Phone Book personally. I mean, like, his voice is fantastic. Jim Capaldi plays drums, and those two were there. They were the two main forces. And then Chris Wood was the saxophone and played flute and other woodwind and brass instruments. Dave Mason, who folks may know, was in and out of the band. He was on like the second album and kind of, and like a lot of bands from this era, there was sort of a rotating cast of characters that kind of came in, came out, and but those are the main three. And
I pulled up Traffic on, you know, what Patrick calls the source of all human knowledge, Wikipedia, and I saw Dave Mason's name. I had no idea that he was in this band, to be honest with you. I had no clue.
You know the song Feeling All Right?
Yeah.
That's a Traffic song.
Okay, yeah.
But I mean, most people know the Joe Cocker version.
Okay.
And Dave Mason wrote that when he was in Traffic, but it's kind of regarded more of a Dave Mason song than one thing I want to talk about is I'm really big into production on albums, and even though these albums were produced by Jimmy Miller, who some folks may know produced the what's regarded as the golden era Stones albums, Beggar's Banquet, Let It Bleed, Sticky Fingers, and Exile. I think he was around for Goat's Head, but Exile was kind of the high water mark. And I always just, he produced the early ones, and they just sound great. And they kind of continued on in the way he did it in the later albums when he wasn't there. But it's not like a grand production, but I just love the sort of the naturalness of the feel. And I think that's kind of the charm to those Stones albums that he produced. There's just a sound to them and a quality to them that makes them kind of jump off the speakers. And you can kind of go and listen to, you know, mid-70s era Stone stuff, and it kind of lacks that sort of feel to me. I mean, to me, maybe I'm just overthinking it, but that's me. Anyway, so like I said, they were formed in the late 60s with after Stevie Winwood left Spencer Davis Group, and you'll know him because he's saying Give Me Some Lovin', I forgot to mention that, which they kind of always did in concert too. But and the first album they released was called Mr. Fantasy. I think most listeners will know Dear Mr. Fantasy.
Yeah, I definitely know that one. That was, you know, that's all over the radio, or was way back, you know, when I would listen to classic rock radio back in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. The first album is good. It's kind of like how we're talking about Sly. You could kind of hear it there, but it just didn't really come together all the way through. The second album is really the hidden gem. And then this is the one that had Dave Mason on. There's some really good Dave Mason stuff, and there's some really good Stevie Winwood stuff. And I thought we would start by playing a song off of that album called Pearly Queen. I don't think you probably ever heard this song, Scott.
I've never even heard the words. So
this is a really one of my favorites, and we'll just give it a listen. And
I bought a sequin suit from a pearly queen. She could drink more wine than I'd ever seen. She had some gypsy's blood flowing through her feet. When the time was right, she said that I would meet my destiny. I traveled around the world to find the sun. I couldn't stop myself from having.
So that's kind of a typical Traffic song from this area. Kind of a organy guitar, Steve Winwood vocals. I always love that song. I mean, it's not like Sly where it just sort of jumps out, but it's like it takes a little longer to get into this. But initial thoughts?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's got that kind of like dirty New Orleans sound in the, you know, it's kind of like, I don't even know, that like a low groove. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, but you definitely would not have thought that band came from Birmingham, England. If you, if you're listening to this for the first time, you would think they were from somewhere in the United States, you know, the South of the United States.
Yeah. A lot of these bands were really into, you know,
blues and
yeah. I mean, and you know, Steve Winwood was huge Ray Charles fan. So
yeah, you can hear that for sure. It's just got that, again, that kind of grimy Southern blues, you know, groove and sound to it. Yeah, I really dug that.
I'm gonna play one more off this album, real quick. And the reason I'm playing because this has like, again, that sort of like these really sort of I feel like, you know, Beavis where he goes, I feel soul groove coming on, and but this is another song off this album that I always play a lot. It's called Who Knows What Tomorrow May Bring. More organy song, but let's have a quick listen to this one.
We are not like all the rest. You can see us any day of the week. I come around, sit down, take a step, fall asleep. Maybe you don't have to speak. I like to show you everything, then it wouldn't even mean a thing. Nothing is easy, baby, just please me. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? If for just one moment you could step outside your mind and float across the
Yeah. Again, that's another sort of slow grooving song.
Yeah.
I like that one because I love the way Steve Winwood does the falsetto and then comes back to his sort of regular voice.
It actually reminded me a little bit of some of those Sly songs we listened to yesterday, especially the ones from There's a Riot Going On. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of hear a little bit of that. But yeah, I've never heard that song before. That's pretty cool.
Kind of a lost album in the Traffic catalog. One of my I listened to it a lot. I really love this stuff. This is not on the album. This was a single, and it was released live, but this is the studio version. This is a song called Medicated Goo. Medicated Goo. I didn't say that properly. And it's got just the way Stevie Winwood sings it, and just the groove, and just the everything about this. I just love this sort of thing. So let's have a quick listen to this.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one. I've never heard that before, I don't think, but just right off the bat, I love the, it was like a little piano, and then you got the other instruments going. That was really cool.
Like, I love that guitar sound. Like, I think it's a Fender guitar with a Fender amp and a sort of dynamic sort of SM57 type mic, for those who know mics. And it's just so simple, and it just sounds so good. I just love that sound. It reminds me of the Exile period Stones guitar sound, a lot of that stuff. Okay, you may have heard of the band Blind Faith, that Stevie Winwood left Traffic, and then he went and did Blind Faith for a while, and then Traffic was sort of dormant, and then they came back in the 70s, and they released a couple more albums. We're going to play a couple songs from those albums. They released John Barley Corn Must Die. And I just want to play this. They start the song. There's a song called Glad that's instrumental that's on the album. And it's very indicative of the Traffic sound of the later era. And we'll just have a listen to that real quick. You may have heard this one before.
Well, again, I have this on vinyl. I know I've listened to it at least once, but I'm not super familiar with it. But I do have this one on vinyl. I think I picked it up for like $2 or something.
Do you have a lot of vinyl, Scott?
I have a few. Yeah, I do have a few. Yeah.
Was not
That's great. You can definitely hear the, you know, how good of instrument, you know, of musicians they are. I mean, they're just super tight. That's a great song.
And like I said, I think John Barleycorn is generally regarded as sort of the high water mark. It's one of those albums you can put on and listen to all the way through. There's not really a bad song on.
Totally different sound though from those the albums or the songs we just listened to before. It's a lot brighter. You know, a little bit less. Less bluesy, and there's still blues in there, but it's more jazzy than blues.
Well, that was kind of the thing, I think, that made Dave Mason leave and kind of splinter them, as you know, kind of what I read was that, you know, he was sort of more of a, I don't want to say pop, but not as jazz influenced. I mean, Dave Mason, obviously, a great artist in his own right, but they ended up sort of splitting, and I don't know if there was like bad feelings or anything, just kind of one of those things, you go your way, I'll go mine, sort of thing.
Right.
But that's really, I got to see Steve Winn in the, see him in the 80s, and he, I think he opened the show with that. I know it was really early in the show, but that was a real treat, because I didn't know if we didn't know if we were going to get to hear any Traffic, because it was on the Back on the High Life tour. But one more song from that album, and it's called Empty Pages. This is one of my favorite. This is a great vocal performance by Steve Winn Wood. Again, I can't say enough about his vocals, and let's just give a quick listen to this. Have you heard that one, Scott?
I've got the album, so I know I've heard it at least once, but I'm not that familiar with that song.
I don't think it was on the radio. I remember it back in the day being radio every once in a while, but it was like Dear Mr. Fantasy. If they were going to play a Traffic song, it was usually Dear Mr. Fantasy.
It was. Yeah, I know that one pretty well. You know who this reminds me of is a newer artist named Neil Francis. I don't know if you know Neil Francis at all, but I was turned on to him by Keith Jacobson, and he's a keyboard player, and I think you might like him because he sounds quite a bit like this. But that was listening to that. That's kind of what came to my mind is Neil Francis. So. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. Again, you can kind of hear where Steve Winwood was going to go with in the 80s, you know, because that sounds closer to what he started doing a little bit later, to my ears at least.
One thing I wanted to say about this, you brought up Neil Francis. It's like, I think Traffic I hate putting bands in, you know, saying, you know, making broad generalizations, but I do think Traffic is more of a musicians type band than they are sort of a more commercial band. I mean, most musicians will talk about Traffic and how they were influenced by them. The last album we're going to talk about is Low Spark of High Heel Boys, which I love this one as well, but there's a couple of, for lack of a better term, really hippie songs, and they're good, but there's some real high water marks, and I just want to play a couple. One is a song that's one of my favorites, and it's like when you look on Spotify, it's got really actually very few listens to, but I just really love the guitar sound on this, and I'm just going to play this for you, Scott. You probably recognize why I like the guitar sound. Again, it's that Fender guitar sound with a Fender amp and just ringing G chord. I just love this, so.
Together we melt like the snow.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
If somebody else had heard this song, had listened to the podcast, I would be really shocked. But this is like one of my favorite songs. I mean, and it's not because it's like, oh, it's like it's a hidden song. It's just like, and it wasn't one of my favorites for a long time. And I was playing the album, you know, a couple years ago, and it's like, my God, I love that song. You know, just, you know, songs kind of like kind of go by you and then they kind of hit you.
Yeah.
This is like one of those for me. And it's just like that. And, you know, like I said, you know, you were over to my house a couple weeks ago, by the way, nice to meet your lovely family.
Yes. Same here.
And, you know, two Fender amps, a bunch of Fender guitars. And that's what I play. So,
I mean, again, it's, you can kind of, again, see they're changing the sound. Like, what year did this come out? Was this mid-70s or
early 70s?
Was
this was after John Bodycorn. Okay. This is called Low Spark.
Yeah, I mean, you would not, to my ears, you could not have thought that this was the same band that played, you know, that Pearly Queen song that you played earlier. It's a completely different sound. It's definitely kind of getting more towards the, not really yacht rock, but that kind of 70s AM sound versus the late 60s kind of dirty blues sound that it, you know, that they had on that second record. But yeah, I like it.
I mean, I just played a snippet. I mean, Low Spark only has like five songs on it.
Well, I see on the screen here that song was seven minutes and 16 seconds, and then there's another one. The title track is almost 12 minutes long, so you couldn't have very many songs unless it's a double LP.
No, it's just the one LP, and I got the one with the cutaway. Like, came with, it's like it's got like a little cutout on it. I still have the vinyl somewhere. We should do an episode on this sometime. Songs that you play really late at night. Like, if you're up at 2 a.m, like, there's just certain songs I just love to hear at 2 a.m, and that leads me into the next song, which is Low Spark of High Heel Boys, which I just love to play this. Like if I'm up at like 2, it's like, oh, I'll play Low Spark and just put the headphones on and listen to all 12 glorious minutes of it. But I want to play a little bit of this. You may have heard this one. So every once in a while they would play it, I guess, when the DJ had to go to the bathroom,
right,
or something. It would be the, like, Dr. Johnny Fever would be playing this at so he could go do his thing. So
I dug that. I don't think I've ever heard that before, but yeah, that's really good. Again, the musicianship, you can definitely hear how tight of a band they were, and yeah, I really dug that. I could see how you would want to listen to that at night. It's got that kind of sleepy, you know, kind of nighttime feel to it.
Yeah. I sort of started like a couple minutes in even. So it's like, it takes a while to build up, but like, I'm fine with that. So that's just a quick overview of Traffic. Like I said, I unlike yesterday with Sly, I you know, Sly had hits, and they were, you know, several number one hits actually. But all of these are like I said, I think tend to be sort of, and I don't mean this that only musicians like it, but musicians tend to gravitate to bands like this because of the musicianship and structure and honestly the great vocals. Maybe something you can, folks might go back and listen to, may not be your thing, maybe, but you know, I always like to sort of introduce folks to try to something that they may have missed over time, you know.
Sure.
What I mean?
Right. Yeah. There's definitely a lot of easy ways to have holes in your musical knowledge. So yeah, I'll have to give them a little bit more of a listen. You know, again, I'd known Dear Mr. Fantasy and I own John Barleycorn, but I've not really listened to most of these songs. So yeah, interesting.
All right. So, Scott, thank you again so much for pinch hitting at the last minute. It's really great to have you here. Being a good sport about it and not being hating everything like I do. Again, if you guys, anybody had any comments on traffic, please feel free to comment on the Facebooks, the Twitters, the Threads. We determined yesterday is in action.
Maybe, who knows?
Or call the party line. I can never remember the number.
I know it ends in 1984.
Something like that. You know it. You can call it if you want to. Or send in a voicemail message. However you want to do it, please. All comments welcome. All right. I think that's it for today. I'm Mike Wagner.
And I'm Scott Parks.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
It's good for you.